Hello, dear friends. This is Greg, checking in from Comodoro Rivadavia, Chubut, Argentina. It has been draining and amazing the last few days. We wrapped this trip up saying, okay, this trip was definitely a highlight of anything we've ever done before. And keep in mind that I didn't know where I was going to be going or what I was going to be doing until about 5 or 6 days before I left to go down south to Patagonia, Argentina. The last time I checked in with you, we were stopped in at Pico Truncado, Argentina, and we were about to head out on our way to go to Los Antiguos, which was the place I got the vision of, and that Yvonne, the partner that I most often have been connected with when I'm down in this area, thought we were supposed to go to Los Antiguos. I looked on the map and found out, yep, that's exactly what I saw. I didn't actually look at a map. I just saw a map, and I was familiar with enough with southern Argentina that I knew was in that region, even though I didn't know the names or remember the names of the towns. The main pastors there connected with the Movimiento Cristiano Misionero, which is a big church down here in southern Argentina that we've been connected in with for years, even though nobody's connected strongly with them, just one of the many church denominations that we've worked with. But they didn't have much notice either, but God had everything planned. It was all perfectly timed, and they instantly put us to preaching, put out a bunch of media with pictures and everything else. And actually, that's not that normal, especially for this particular denomination. They're usually very careful and using mainly their own people. But we went, God sent us to the right people, very open, wanting the new thing, even though they've been around years and are older than me. So we were already off giving our first messages and praying for people. The place was actually Tuesday night and it was completely full. I was actually pretty shocked that all these people came on a Tuesday night with short notice. But just to give you some background, Los Antiguos is an area probably about as close to Eugene or maybe parts of Michigan, because their biggest thing is raising cherries. And part of the reason they can raise cherries is because they're next to a massive lake, about the size, well, smaller, but still massive, that looks like an ocean when you're looking at it. Produces giant waves when there's wind at all, because it's so massive. Freshwater lake that actually has freshwater salmon in it. But the massive lake creates a microclimate so that there isn't near the likelihood of frosts that wipe out cherry crop. But it's nestled below these massive Andes mountains with snow all over them. But there's a lot of prophetic stuff about the city. Anyway, I usually am speaking on a lot about the structure that God wants to change to get back to his original plan. And I didn't pull any punches at all. I used to have to do that a lot or I wouldn't be able to speak anywhere. Had to just give little pieces. Well, I pretty much gave the whole thing at this place. Los Antiguos is about the size of Cottage Grove, Oregon, which I'm bringing up for a reason. It's a town with a lot of tourism, a lot of kind of lodge, cabin, hotels all over the place, and tourist agencies right on the border with Chile. And so a whole lot of tours are led into Chile and other parts of Argentina from there. They had carefulness about, what we were going to talk about, what we were going to do, being just careful to, figure out who we were. And I'll just say by the last night, we preached, well, actually, 3 nights. One day we had off, which wasn't really off, because they had us praying for massive amounts of people. But I'll just say that the doors swung wide, wide open, which the Lord responding, especially to all of our petitions, prayers, proclamations, listen to what he's saying and do it. He threw the doors open. And keep in mind, they have many ministries coming in here all the time. In fact, they had an evangelist that they already had set up to talk that weekend. But people were really hungry for more of the prophetic ministry. But anyway, through those 4 days, God gave clarity of all kinds of things to the point that on the last day, even the day after the last day, we went in to check out this evangelist, but then the pastor called me up to do pray for him and his wife, and then prophesied to a bunch of other people with the mic, which is not usually what I'm doing when I do the prophecy stuff. I want to say on the first night we were there, the mayor of the city came, a woman about 20 years younger than me. She was already bursting out in tears before I even went over to pray for her. So that was an amazing prophetic time and very, very much what this ministry is being led to more and more, to hit the key leaders in whatever mountain of society. But they said they'd never seen her there before. Don't know how she ended up finding out about it. She really needed some information, some confirmation and stuff, and just came over that night. I didn't know who she was at all when I was praying for her. Then they told me afterwards, do you know who that is? Just one more sign that God set this all up. When we first got here, they said, well, we'd be staying upstairs in the rooms upstairs, which were decent, but still they're in the church building. And by the end of our first night there, some lady came up who works in tourism and handed Yvonne the keys to her hotel, tourist cabin, and said, the whole place is yours until you guys leave. So we had our own giant cabin with rooms. So even though I'm probably more lacking of sleep than any point in my life for many days of getting very little sleep, it was still a lot better than if we would have been at the church building. Massive favor, totally God, doing all kinds of things that gave us favor. One statistical rare coincidence after another. I got a great story to end this with, but first I want to just let you know what's happening next. By the time you get this message, I will have gone up with Louise. We dropped Ivan off with his wife in Sarmiento, and we're heading up to Trelew, which actually I was at on the last trip I came to, but that's where Luis is based, and there's the massive mega church there that told me that I was welcome as their guest. They wanted me to be their guest next time I was up. I don't think I'm going to stay with them, but the fact is they've opened the doors and actually were requesting that I speak, especially to their business people. They're going to throw a special event just for that. So I'm going to be doing that on this Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, which will probably be about a day after you get this. Please be praying for that, because that's going to be huge. I believe that's going to affect some very key people in key places. In Rawson, which is on the ocean, the beachside of Trelew. I'll also be ministering at least one other church there, and probably at least one or two other events, probably with the mega church. Thanks tons for your petitions and proclamations to keep me under the shadow of the Most High and do things, signs and wonders that we've never seen before. And now I'm going to tell you what he did. So in the last night, but it's going to be a wrap-up night, which we knew would be special. About eight people drove up from Rio Gallegos. This is the huge city and at the very southern end of Santa Cruz State. 10-hour drive. So it's pretty amazing all these people came up just to be at this event. I'll let you know, I was riding a bike that was lent me to me that day, just wrapping around the city and declaring. Just came over me to start declaring that we'd see the glory of God poured out and see, or at least I would be seeing some things that I've never seen happen before when we were out ministering. So there we're getting to the last song of the evening. Before I go up and speak, I'm just thinking mainly about, you know, what am I talking about when I go up and speak? And I'm just going to be mainly sharing about what's happening in Cottage Grove as we see it coming together in. Because my prophecy is this Los Antiguos is going to be similar. It's going to be a model city for cities around. And suddenly the song comes in. I know I've heard it probably several times before, but, you know, partly because it's in Spanish. Sometimes I'm not really focusing in on the words. But all of a sudden I was drawn to look at this young woman who was singing. Of the other ones that were up there singing, other women up there singing too. But I was drawn all of a sudden to look at her. And she was one of their, what they call, disciples, married to another disciple who's actually running the sound system. And she's always pretty motionless, full of joy when she's outside of doing that, but motionless when she's singing, not much expression. And I was drawn to look at her, and then all of a sudden, she drops hard to her knees very fast and just began to weep and couldn't sing anymore. And I'm going, wow, that's got to be God touching her. And about the time I was thinking that, all of a sudden, I was hit by this spiritual wave and doubled over and couldn't help crying myself. And then I look around and see everybody else had got hit too and were crying. Well, we were all standing up before, but everybody was down by, within 30 seconds, everybody was down weeping. Minute or two or three, the pastor motions to me and is pointing at the pulpit, like, get up there. So I get myself together enough to walk up to the pulpit, and they're playing this song. I go up on stage to the pulpit and bring up the mic, and as soon as I do, I'm down, and I don't move for 5-10 minutes. I'm there and kind of thinking, this is kind of embarrassing because there's probably people waiting for me and I'm up here crying at the pulpit. And then I look out, finally I look out in the crowd and everybody else is weeping. Everybody else is in tears. Everybody was totally under the presence, strong presence of God. So it was like heaven was poured out on us, and it was quite amazing. The next day I go to find out what that song was, and it's called Haz Jover. Haz,
which means
H-A-Z. Jover is double L-O-V-E-R. It's, of course, all in Spanish, and it means make it rain. But I found out it's 9 years old, but I think its time has come, and I'm going to play it, a piece of it for you, the section where everything just hit, where he just poured out his presence. And for those of you that don't know the Spanish, I will say what the words are because they're very key. Your rain is falling. Your glory is descending. Your fire is burning in me. Your rain is healing. Your glory is restoring. Your fire today is over me. I just want to let you know that it's the part where he said, your glory is descending. As soon as that word, that line was said, that's when it hit. So he was confirming, this is that glory that you guys have been praying for, that you've been proclaiming. And he poured it out for us that night, and it was incredible. So I'll check in with you later, probably not till I get into Buenos Aires, sometime after this next Sunday night. But if anybody picks up the song and wants to listen to it, I'm proclaiming that you're going to feel some of what we felt that night. I'll check in with you later, dear friends.